Sick.
And good evening and welcome to another episode of the All Clubs podcast. My name is Rob the Quiet Storm Noel.
Nobody calls you that.
And that's Mike Velveteen Clouds Piscoon.
Velveteen Clouds.
and that's Sean Soothing Lavender Rain Raider.
Nobody calls us that.
And this is your All Clubs podcast. Sick.
Sick.
Sick. Gotta call in. Sick.
Oh my god, that beer is bad. Oh. I still taste it.
Oh.
I finished my other beer and I can still taste it.
Yeah, this is bad beer.
Oh my god.
So,
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, this will be the special short GTA edition.
What about a quick one?
Yeah, because I've been playing some of GTA 5 because Sean brought it by.
I have not.
And we are full of stuffed pizza.
Because I don't have a console.
Yeah.
So I've been playing GTA 4 and Vice City.
Oh, I have, Liberty City Stories on my Vita for free.
Sick.
Sick.
But, well, for me, the person who didn't like 4.
Now, tell me again why you didn't like 4.
I could not get into it. It bored me half to death, and I didn't get far enough into it for anything to happen.
Well, how far did you get in?
Hour and a half.
Well, that doesn't tell me anything. You could be driving a taxi around for an hour and a half.
No, I got... I got past Jamaican guy.
Who's Bull Jamaican? Jacob.
Yeah. I got past Jamaican guy.
You did the first mission where you meet him.
And that's all I remember.
So you're not very far into the game at all. You just finished basically the tutorial.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really boring.
I don't know. It didn't seem like a slow start to me. But I don't remember much from the first time I played it, but I just replayed it in the last 2 days. And I really like what they tried to do with the story.
Mm-hmm.
Not what they really accomplished, because that's an opinion, but I like what they tried to do with it. And they tried to tell a serious story of someone who's came to America just to seek revenge for something that happened to him in the war. Because that's why Nico is in America.
Yep.
He's tracking down someone who committed a war crime. And the two people that survived besides, or three people besides him, wait, three people including
yeah,
him.
Yeah, no, there's three.
Three survived.
Yeah, because one of them's dead. And then there's...
No, there was 12 of them.
Yeah.
There's 12 of them.
I'm saying, but one of the three survivors died, other than Nico, and then there's only Florian and the other guy.
Yeah, Darko.
Yeah.
And he's trying to find the two of them. He knew that one wasn't going to be in Liberty City. That's why he's there. And he finds one of them. Spoiler, he turns out to be a flaming homosexual who obviously did not kill anybody because he was also looking for the one who betrayed the group.
You have that awesome Faggio race.
Yeah, and there's a Faggio race through the park with some sick jumps. But through the whole game, they tried to tell the story of why Nico is emotionally dead on the inside.
Yeah.
That's why it kind of seems like the character is completely boring. Is throughout some of the intro stories, he tells Roman what he's been through and what the crime, war crimes he's seen.
Yeah.
And that makes sense as to why he's emotionally dead. It isn't really until the end that he really shows any kind of emotion.
Especially he shows a lot of anger at certain scenes about Roman being kidnapped.
Right, there is a part where Roman gets kidnapped by one of the Russian mobsters.
That's one of Vlad's guys, right?
By a guy called it was by Dmitri.
Yeah, Dmitri. Those are the Albanians. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Those are the Russians.
Are they?
Yeah. When the entire mission, where you're trying to get Roman back through a warehouse. Every time you kill somebody, Nico screams, "Don't fuck with my family."
Give me back my cousin, yeah. You assholes. That game is really good. I never wound up finishing it. It just seemed like it dragged on for so long.
It did. There is a part, and it's actually right near the end. When you're about 90% through the game, it feels like it never ends. Yeah. But you're only about 3 missions away from it. They kind of branched out a lot at the end. It starts out with a couple of missions, maybe 2. You have 2 to 3 different missions you can pick from at any given time. And then it feels like it keeps branching out from there, and it never really comes back together. But at the end, it just all really just comes back together immediately.
I think the very last thing I did in that game that I can remember doing is the diamond heist for Packy's family.
That's like maybe 75% in.
That was where I stopped. I was like, well, no mission in this game can beat this.
Yeah, and you go through the history of Packy's family, who's in 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy that I met already.
Right.
Yeah, you use him for heists, and that's about it.
Well,
in 4, you have to figure out which one of his brothers to kill.
Uh-huh. He's got 2 shitty ones.
Well, I mean, speaking of GTA, I'm almost done with Sleeping Dogs, finally.
Right. You're only about 1.5 years late to the game.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I waited until it was free.
No, you didn't. You did not, because I had my copy of that game here up until it came out for free.
Yeah, it was free.
You had no excuse. And then it was here for like 4 months.
Plus, I didn't turn on my Xbox.
It was here for 4 months.
It's on right now.
Yeah, I know. I actually don't really use my Xbox that much anymore. I just mainly play on my PlayStation.
This is bad beer.
Oh, it is. But, man, I really hope that game does get a sequel.
I think it will.
Because
it's sold well.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
And it should. It was a really well-done game.
It sold under what Square Enix thought it was going to, but it did sell a lot.
There's only one issue I ran into so far with the game.
Is it the pork bun guy regenerates?
No. No, it's actually because the fighting is awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's fun in that game.
My only problem is if there's 2 dudes too close together and you grab the wrong dude. Because I was trying to grab one of the smaller guys and not the grabby guys, not the grappler guys. And I was facing the smaller guy, and I hit grab, and he went, and just turned slightly to the right, and it was like, this bigger guy really needs to go down. And then he just grappled me and slammed me into the ground.
I didn't have that. I didn't encounter that problem.
I locked down everything, so.
I only get that every once in a while.
In a large group, you're really best off waiting for counters. That's about it.
Well, I just tried to grab him and throw him onto that pallet of fish heads.
Right.
The Paladin.
The swordfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, man, I love that game. It's so good. It's so incredible. The driving is solid. The combat is unbelievable. I never use a gun.
Yeah, that is one thing that was kind of interesting about that game, is you could do without a gun entirely.
It just sucks when you do the wedding and you're getting pounded by SMGs and fully automatics. But, you could Batman down and take most of them out if you wanted to.
Pretty much. That's how I did it. Because using the guns in that game was kind of wonky. They didn't control as well as the actual combat.
It's not bad on the PC.
It's not terrible. It just wasn't great.
Yeah, it wasn't designed to have guns in it. And I think they didn't actually design it to have guns.
Yeah, it was supposed to be originally just hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, it was shoehorned in. That's why it's all stupid.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I love playing that game, and I love playing Way Story. But I'm getting to the part, I got past the wedding, and I'm to the part where I'm a red pole, and I just started seeing the problems Way's having with his own brain.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets to the point where it's like, leave my fucking guys alone! I'm like, whoa, dude, you're supposed to be a cop!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, God. So good. It's such a good story. I can't wait to get to the end of it. You drank the whole thing?
I had to.
Do you need some Listerine?
I may.
It's not going to help.
It's fucking bad.
You have to drink it.
But I just... an unbelievable game. An unbelievably well-made, well-put-together game.
Yeah. It was... It's good stuff.
That was easily dismissed at first. Which is really sad.
By who?
Who's the true crime people? Activision?
Yeah, Activision.
Activision dropped it because it's supposed to be a true crime game. And then Square picked it up and made it Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah.
But go get him dog eyes.
Activision is a good business.
They're a terrible company, though, for games.
Yeah, they're really good at making profit.
Yeah.
They're a good business, but they're not the most creative bunch.
No.
They'll do whatever makes them money.
My curry fish balls. I run into that guy. I don't run into my pork bun guys anymore.
They're still there. You can kill them all you want. They'll come back.
It's upsetting. It's really upsetting. Oh, and I walk around in a Guido t-shirt. It's pretty sweet.
I walk around in the track pants and the wife beater and the sunglasses.
The only thing that I wore in GTA 4 was a suit from Perseus. And all I did was drive around beaters.
So drive around. You're completely Eastern European.
Yeah, exactly.
You're having the experience.
Every time I had to go pick up Kate, it would be in a beater in a full suit, which would be the opposite of what she likes, because she likes it when Nico wears the European clothes off the boat, and he drives a nice car.
Yeah.
So I hated her.
Suit and a beater.
I did not like the forced upon dating.
Speaking of ladies...
It's not forced upon us, at least.
So I'm out of ladies in Sleeping Dogs.
Because you can make them all dump
because
you.
Because I dated everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
All like, you suck!
That's what I did like about that game, is that all of them...
They caught on?
Yeah, they catch on if you start trying to date all of them.
And the bad thing is it matters. Dating women matters. Going on the dates matters. For your face meter.
Eh.
No, I'm just saying it has a point. If you want to use it. You don't have to, but it does have a point.
Well, there's also a point to going on a date in 4 or taking Roman out to eat. If your health is low, all you have to do is answer the call. And most likely, I don't know if it's just my version, because I do have it patched. But Roman doesn't want to go bowling or see big American TVs. All the time he wants is eat. Sometimes he wants to drink. So all I have to do is get a taxi, go eat with him, my health is restored, and then just drop him off.
For me, it's always drinking and big American TDs.
I just got... I got bowling.
I got bowling once.
There's forced bowling, like, right at the start. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, with Michelle.
Yeah.
That bowling sucks.
It does. It's so
really,
boring.
Really bad.
Like, I don't really know why bad. They put it in that game. It's so boring. The darts aren't bad.
I did play the darts. I didn't mind those, but fucking bowling.
Yeah, it was super boring.
Fucking bowling. Ugh. So Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, it looks nice. I can't wait when it comes out for the PC in like 6 more months.
That's when I'm gonna get it.
If they actually release it for PC.
They will. They'd be crazy not to.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
They don't like your money. They already made enough.
Yeah, right.
They made that billion in
They're
in
owned by Take-Two, which is a publicly traded company. They want money.
If they want money so bad, then why isn't Red Dead on PC yet?
Do you know what happened recently with GTA 5 doing as well as it did?
What?
Take-Two's stock has went up $5.
Really?
From 12 to 17.
Oh boy.
Which is a considerable percentage. Last I checked it. So, I think they want to release it on as many platforms as
possible.
They
probably would.
Phones, the Vita.
No, you can get GTA 3 on your phone.
Yeah, you can get it on iPad and
Android.
I don't know why you
Vita.
Would.
Vita. They put it on the iPad, GTA 3.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd want to play it on there. I just played it this morning. And that game has not aged too well.
No.
No, it hasn't.
It looks like butt. It plays kind of like butt. Vice City is a lot... considerably better.
Yeah.
It's a little more smoother.
Once you turn off that motion blur.
Yeah. I think I can actually play through that one and go on to San Andreas. Because I do want to give that a chance.
San Andreas, I liked.
I'm going to turn off having to go to the gym, because that is fucking mind-boggling that they put that in there.
No, I'm telling you.
That you have to work out.
You make a fat CJ and live with it.
Well, then you can't run as fast.
Exactly. You make a fat CJ, accept that he's made poor life choices, and live with it.
You can get a... Make CJ have a heart attack when he's fat.
Yeah.
Run too fast.
Yeah.
He'll throw up, too.
See? What fun! You make
that doesn't sound like fun when I need him to run away from somebody.
You could drive a motorcycle up the gigantic pyramid building and then jump off it.
With a fat CJ.
That doesn't sound like too much fun.
Have him run down the building. He's fat.
Right.
And he would keel over.
Alright, I get it. Fat guys.
It's like Fable.
That game was the first of the GTAs with all the customization options that you could do. Promptly removed from 4.
Yeah, they took some out of 4 that didn't make any sense to me. Yeah. Like, they took out a lot of the clothes, which was really weird.
That's what I was looking for in here.
What?
Clothes.
There's clothes.
I didn't see any on the map.
There's plenty of stores.
I didn't see any on the map.
Dude, you're in like the wrong LA, tab or something. All over the place.
Does it show up on the map?
Yeah, they have names. They show up as little shirts on the map.
I didn't see any.
Yeah, I didn't see any either.
There are.
Unless he's got to drive by.
There's literally like hundreds of
them. Unless I'm like looking at the wrong filter.
Lester, when you talk to him, he'll give you a mission to go buy clothes.
Oh, well, maybe that's why.
Yeah, you didn't unlock the clothes yet.
Which
is the same thing in 4. You live right across the Russian clothes store, and you can't go in it.
Yeah, you can't go in until you get the mission to do it.
It's like, all right, that makes sense.
I guess the icons just don't pop up until you
maybe
do that mission. Same thing with Los Santos Customs; they won't pop up until you do the mission where you have to rescue Jimmy's shitty ass from the yacht.
Oh man, that Russian clothes store in 4 was just sad. It looked really sad.
That's because that's the point.
It looks so sad.
That's the joke Nico made when he called Roman. He said a lot of these clothes are from the old country.
It looked so sad. It's like basic sport jeans.
Yeah, that was the joke.
All these outfits look exactly like what I'm wearing already. Oh,
look, the same windbreakers.
It looks so funny. It's like, what muted color do you want this in? Boring blue, horrible mauve, or boring beige?
That was the joke. What was really disappointing for me in that game, or one of the few things that were disappointing, is that there weren't any actual customization. The customization was so little that it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
You have terrible clothes from the Russian store, which is there's only one. You can go to the one Gap, which is like middle clothes. And then there's 2 Perseus stores where you can get suits. That didn't make any sense to me. There were 2 stores to get the same suits from. What was the fucking point of that?
See, that's one of the reasons I like Sleeping Dogs so much, is they had a lot of stuff in there you could wear. And you could look like a total chode if you wanted to.
Right, and that was kind of interesting that they actually put that in, where you can go down to the markets and get counterfeit clothes.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny, because that'd be true Hong Kong.
Or you can just be awesome like I was on the Xbox version and just wore Scorpio suit.
Right.
I can still do that on the PC version.
I don't have Just Cause 2 on PC.
You should have bought it for 90 cents when they had that
PlayStation. My Sleeping Dog.
You should have bought it for 90 cents when that Steam glitch happened.
Not gonna make much of a difference. Sleeping Dog is on the PlayStation.
I know, but you could have gotten it on PC, and it was.
I used that in the Xbox, and I got away from every single cop by slamming on the brakes, hijacking their car, and driving away with it. Did you ever play it with the Scorpio suit?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, oh, so much fun! You get that extended distance.
Yeah.
So you just Spider-Man your way over to the car. It's either that or I would just keep hopping cars until I made a pile behind me and the cops couldn't get through it. It was really great. But so far, I mean, with what I played, I like 5.
It looks fun.
It sucked me in.
It looks like, well, they've been making the game for 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
Right after 4, they started making 5. And it looks like an actual city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's been the thing, it's like going from Vice City to San Andreas, it was a giant city. Or it was a city. It didn't feel like block of just empty buildings.
He's not even out in the country yet either. Where it feels like, you know, you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and then in San Andreas, they gave you an actual... It felt more like a living city.
Right.
And then you go to GTA 4, and it's New York.
Yeah.
It feels like a big city, and then this is even bigger than that.
Yeah, I like the fact it's got... Like, especially with 4, like, I appreciate the being in the big city, and big city, and big city.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I kind of like the way that 5 would be set up more, because you have that varied population, terrains, and all that stuff.
The only thing I don't like...
The only reason you like this game better is because of Lamar.
True.
See, I didn't like San Andreas, and I don't know how I'm going to like 5. What I didn't like in San Andreas is when it forced you to go out in the middle of nowhere just to see the middle of nowhere.
No, you don't have to do that in this.
It's like, go the fuck way out of town for some arbitrary mission.
Trevor lives out there. There's some missions where you have to drive out there, but you're transporting goods out there for a reason.
See, I don't know if this example is going to make sense, but I feel that they designed the outside of the city to put missions in it versus design missions around the outside of the city.
Well, that makes sense.
That's what it felt like in San Andreas.
I don't want to spoil much, but there's a bank heist in the boondocks in this game. Well,
take the game out.
One of the heists you end up doing later on, you're out in the
Josh's birthday country. Happy birthday! No, I mean, for what it's doing, I really like it. It actually caught me right from the start.
Having played through the game all the way, because I'm a nerd, the story's fantastic, so.
Yeah, it looked like it from some of the main missions that I've seen. It looks good.
Yeah.
If Rob would ever get around to doing them.
Well, I told Mike, you weren't here yet, I told Mike, I said, the problem I have is if I play like this or Sleeping Dogs and then I don't play for a couple weeks, I pick up the controller and just go, what am I doing?
And just putts around like a retard.
Yeah, and then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to hit this button to... Wait a minute, that's not the e-brake, that's action shot.
I'm going to hit this button to shoot out the windows.
What do you mean in 4 when you answered a cell phone? Answering a cell phone in 4 is the same as shooting out the window.
Yeah.
So the first thing Nico does is smash the window and then pick his phone up. And he does that every single time.
Hello, I cannot hear you. It's too breezy. What? So all of his phone conversations should be, what?
Even if he's in the taxi, if you pick up the phone in a taxi, he'll smash the window out and then answer his phone.
Oh, man. It'd be the worst nervous tick ever. Sick.
We done rubbing out the quick one?
Oh, man. Should start a small campaign for everybody to call in sick.
We should all call in sick.
All right. To all you clobbers out there.
Write to your congressman.
All of them. No. You're going to write to us at allclobs@gmail.com. And you're going to tell us how you would call in sick. Not sick like, but sick. Like you're flying down the street on a skateboard and then you ollie an injured dog.
Sick. You ollie an injured dog.
Sick.
That's not even sick enough.
Or like you in a parachute, or you you surfing on a shark.
Surfing on a shark?
Yes. Whatever is sick. So send us in your sickest. How would you call in sick to the All Clubs podcast?
You mean how you would call in sick to work? Why would you be calling in sick to the podcast?
Well, they'd be rehearsing.
I'm going to call in for sick us. To the podcast forever now.
Hey, I can't come in because I'm ziplining.
Sick.
Sick. I can't come in. I'm sick. Just hanging off the zipline, throwing the chakras out. Throwing your chakras out.
Chakra bros.
Oh, man. I wish I worked in an office so I can do that.
It's gonna be a coin toss tomorrow morning. Cause I have a lot of sick days. I have a lot of vacation days I didn't use this year. I guess I could cash them out.
I don't have that option.
Sick.
I don't have that option because I work for a company who believes in your 40-hour vacation week, and then you don't get sick days or anything else like that. You just lose money.
I love losing money.
Like, I gotta call in my sick. Favorite thing
to do. That's still bizarre to me. Like, do other trucking companies operate that way?
No.
Or is it just this one?
There's Intercon was another one. It's just, the thing is, it's like, a lot of the trucking companies that operate the way mine does is they're non-unionized companies.
Is there a trucking union?
Yes.
What's it called?
Local Teamsters.
Oh, it's a Teamsters union?
Yeah. And Teamsters like, do a lot like of stuff. UPS had one. Yeah. Holland has one.
I was a Teamster at UPS.
Yeah, I know UPS has one.
And that's the thing, like, it's just, it's good for a lot of things, like your pay raises and stuff like that, because, like, for me, I'm going to be at $18 an hour into perpetuity if I stay with David.
Yeah.
That's the other thing,
but
too.
But the company's not small. They're kind of
half of the
country.
They're really big, actually. Yeah.
They like you just where you're at.
Well, you got to figure, Dana Companies actually owns three other trucking companies. They bought three of them. They bought Liquid Transport, they bought Cardinal Transport, and they bought Diverse Transport. No, four, and Shuttles Transport. Mm-hmm. So Dana owns four trucking companies. Plus Dana.
What?
Not a small company. Hmm. Not a small company, but the dude's so cheap. Ron Dana is so cheap, and he writes off so many things for assets. Because he, like I said, they have trailers in the yard that have been there so long, they've grown weeds.
What do you mean he writes them off?
He writes them off as business assets.
What do you mean he writes them off? Writes them off of what?
On his taxes. He claims them as business assets.
Why would he do that?
Because he gets something, I don't remember what they said it was. Because he, there's a just about an abandoned lot in Hammond that used to be the Dana lot. That's still there and nothing's done with it. But Ron Dana still holds because Ron Dana still holds the title on that land also, because that's a certified waste disposal facility, because it has a tank wash. He doesn't do anything with it. There's several broken trailers in the yard.
So he's writing them off as a loss. Like, what is he writing them off of, is what I'm wondering. Like, what does he get out of it by writing it off?
Well, I'm not his accountant.
Like, I don't get what he's getting out of this.
It has to do with something of it being company assets. But the thing is, they're in such a condition that you could use them for parts and that's about it.
So they're a loss.
Oh, well, if he can write them up as a loss every year.
I don't know how those things work.
But no, there's stuff just sitting there. There's and like a really good example is 2 weeks ago, I got down to a facility and one of my steer tires was going flat, and I brought the truck back that night. I filled it back up and I made it back, and the next morning I come in and my tire's not changed or filled or anything. I said, what's the deal? And Ray turns around and he goes, we don't have any steer tires. What?
That's like an important thing to keep around.
Yeah, like, yeah. What? You don't have any steer? Because the thing is, the place we get our tires from is across the street.
Yeah.
But it's like, why don't you have some spares?
Right.
That's how you're supposed
to... How do you keep a truck yard without spares of anything?
They take...
That's fucking bonkers.
They take the older tires off of the broken down trucks that are in the back.
That's something. They'll get you through the day. But to not have any contingency plan?
Nope.
Like, fuck it.
There's another, instead of getting the tire replaced, I can take this really terrible truck.
Super.
That was their backup. I took a truck that barely made it up a hill. Like, it struggled. It was crying. But, yeah, all the clobbers out there, why don't you send an email of how you would call in sick to work? And then we'll read it out. We'll read the best one from our obviously many submissions.
Thousands.
Thousands?
Thousands.
Pete Townsend?
Right. Sean, wake up.
Wow.
We're podcasting.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I was reading something that I wasn't.
You were probably reading the text message you sent to yourself that said, sleep, 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 sleep.
I probably sleep, was.
Sleep, sleep,
Jesus
sleep.
Jesus H. Christ.
But hit us up on Twitter, allclobs and allclobs@gmail.com. We have the All Clobs Facebook, and we have the All Clobs Tumblr page. And hoping for maybe something for this Halloween.
What?
A nice design.
For
Halloween.
I don't know if she can squeeze one out. Such a short notice.
I thought he was hoping for nudes or something.
I got her working on several fine Facebook photos.
Fine.
They're gonna be really nice.
How fine?
They're nice for me because they involve me.
Well, it doesn't do the podcast any good.
Yeah, but
we don't get two shits about you.
I own this asset.
maybe a Halloween one with another banner of us in inappropriate costumes.
I think that took her like 2 months.
I put this out there a long time ago about having one for the holidays.
did you write to our artiste?
It's on the podcast. She listens to the podcast.
He farted on the microphone once or twice.
That was months ago.
All right, we need at least a gay Thanksgiving one.
Yeah, we do need a gay Thanksgiving.
We're not
going to
be together for gay Thanksgiving.
And possibly a sexually inappropriate Christmas.
That would probably be the best.
Definitely one.
Where I could be a very, very, very inappropriately dressed Grinch.
No, a very, very, very inappropriately dressed Santa Claus.
Yeah, who's going to be Santa?
No, I would be the
Grinch. You have the beard and the belly.
I get the Grinch. The Grinch is mine because
You're not skinny enough to be the fucking Grinch.
Grinch is not skinny. The Grinch is portly.
The Grinch has a tiny belly.
The Grinch has a tiny belly, and he's not 6 feet tall.
Jim Carrey
wasn't portly.
No. He's a skinny, tall man.
You get to be Santa, and you hate every minute of it.
You're fucking Santa, because you already hate Christmas. I bet you Santa fucking hates Christmas.
He has to.
He has to fucking get in his sleigh and deliver shitty
gifts. Well, no, that's
in the middle of goddamn December.
Because remember, that's the thing that powers his sleigh, is fucking Christmas spirit.
Hate. Hates the spirit.
That's how I'd power the sleigh.
No, Christmas, you know, spirits.
All right. I will make a compromise. Can I be an inappropriately dressed ghost of Christmas present?
Possibly.
You can be an elf.
Because he has
because he has a
huge beard, and in a lot of things his beard, like mine, is red.
It's fine.
Oh, and I need
Who's gonna be Santa?
Brian.
Brian fucking loves Christmas.
That's true, he does.
Remember, Brian fucking shoves York peppermint patties up his ass while dumping every flavor of hot cocoa down his urethra.
What are you talking about? He gives himself hot cocoa enemas.
He just fucking pounds York peppermint patties like he's a menstruating cow. And just chugs every different flavor of hot cocoa while watching his faggy little Christmas movies.
That's what he gets for not being here, the fag.
You're just mad at him because he's not been around.
He was here yesterday.
He was here yesterday.
Nerd. Why didn't you retards record? There's three of you there, apparently.
We can't record without you.
Why?
Because your mustache.
Because you just said you own this.
I was talking about the artist.
He said he's going to own this. It's a business asset.
I'm going to own this podcast.
Right. It's a good thing to make facial expressions on the radio.
Sean made it first. Blame him.
It works for everybody else that's here.
Good.
I don't care if they can't
see it. I'm glad the three of us get the joke.
But if I get to be the ghost of Christmas past and Brian gets to be a really shit-eating grin Santa, Sean, you get to be that terrible faggy dentist.
Tiny Tim.
No, you get to be the terrible faggy dentist from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No, I'm not going to be a terrible faggy dentist.
You're that little shitty dentist.
No, I'm at least a bumble.
You're from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You can be UConn Cornelius. I'll be the bumble.
As you're the little dentist.
And
from
Brian
Rudolph,
can be the dentist.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and instead of a dentist, you're like, I want to be a gimp.
If I'm the dentist, then you're the faggy Santa.
No, I'd be UConn Cornelius.
You're the faggy Santa.
The greatest prospector in all of the North.
See?
Because he's the only good character in that movie.
What are you talking about? The bubble's great.
No, UConn Cornelius, because he blatantly rejects that faggy little elf's assessment of the fog. He says, you like, I'll eat what I like.
But Bumble's bounce.
I never watched the movie.
And then Mike could be
you hate whimsy
and
then, Christmas.
No, Mike could be the Mike could be the Charlie in the box.
If anything.
With his fingers covered in dicks. I'm a Charlie in the box.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
I'm a water pistol that shoots semen. All these toys.
Why would I want to be that?
You're a water pistol.
Because you are the island of misfit sex toys.
He's a water pistol that backfires semen.
I'm a cowboy who's inside an ostrich. Sexually. Mike is the entire island of misfit sex toys.
I don't know how I got pegged to be this.
Because you've never seen the movie. So you're the entire island of misfit sex toys, including the water pistol that shoots semen.
Backfires semen.
And then Charlie in the box with dicks for fingers.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box. Nobody.
With dick fingers.
It might be my dick fingers. Coochie-coo. You have something on your face. Stop touching me.
Ew. Dick fingers.
Mike's like a very sad clown in real life.
Right.
Coochie-coo, little girl. Oh, look, you blew a bubble with your gum. Let me pop it.
Mike can be the heat miser.
And we're out.
You didn't just have sex with that man.
You just dived on that man's face.
Check this out. Oh, no. That was foreplay. Oh! Nigga!
Run away!
Somebody's gonna get blot out. There, at least you're at the hospital, motherfucker.
Gang banging ass nigga.
Did you see that trifling nigga trying to hit me? He came up and kicked me.
It's because you jumped at him.
I tried to have sex.
I don't think he liked that very much either.
He just passed up that awesome car to run on foot to the mission. There's all these fucking cars. Like that, right there. Look at it.
Which one?
The one that nobody's in. Ooh!
This car handles like hot street trash.
Come on, let's record.
Okay.
Pause it.
God, this beer sucks.
Yeah, it's fucking
like
gross.
The dank is good, but this is dank.
That's true. This is a pretty dank beer.
Fucking
mad. I don't feel like moving over there. I'm gonna.
Yeah,
I'm gonna piss. Cue up the intro.
We had way too much pizza.
That beer sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Who would have thought a palate wrecker?
Wearing a fucking denim shirt.
Don't be jealous.
Fucking dork.
Who would have thought a palate wrecker would taste like that?
What did Michelle say to that?
Attractive.
Told Rita to go sniff farts.
I told Michelle that I smell like salty coins and milk.
She probably doesn't know what that means.
Sick.
Sick.
What was sick? Your piss?
It was a wicked piss. Oh yeah, my bad beer.
Dude, it's bad.
You bought it.
I thought it was gonna be good. It's called Palate Wrecker.
In GTA Online, there's a Top Gun mission.
Alright.
Oh, god damn.
Alright. We may as well just talk about GTA, since that's the only thing we played.
I played Final Fantasy.
No one cares.
I agree.
Alright. What is it? 11:45?
I kind of feel like calling in sick tomorrow.
Is it 5 in the morning?
Sick.
You're calling sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't come
in.
Come in.
I'm sick.
We have to add the giggle at the end. You have to be like, I can't call in because I'm sick.
Send your boss a picture of you with a helmet and elbow and knee pads.
You mean doing the surfo Shaka Bro?
You should be like on a skateboard. I can't come in because I'm
sick.
That would be so awesome.
That's what these sick days are for.
Probably get away with that.
You need one of you on a skateboard, one of you on a jet ski, one of you in a parachute. So you can,
every time I call him sick.
You could be sick.
Oh my god.
You should badly Photoshop your face in.
No. You know what I'm gonna do for next year? That gives me a great idea. I'm gonna go skydiving. I'm gonna pay to tape it. And I'm going to use the footage to do exactly that.
Call it sick.
Send it to your boss. I'm sick.
You need to do that with everything. Like a skateboard.
Taking my car off some sweet jumps.
Oh, sick. Oh, my God. That's fucking awesome. Sorry, I can't come into work today because I'm too sick.
What is it, midnight?
8? It's 8 p.m.
7:40?
Sorry.
This we were complaining about yesterday because we were all just like, what is it, like 11? It's like 8:45. Oh my god, we're so old.
That's what happens in the winter. Remember when it was December?
Yeah.
And it was 4 p.m. We thought it was midnight.
You're like, what's happening?
The sun was setting.
I laughed too hard to hurt myself.
Oh, man.
Diarrhea came out?
Being young.
Oh, to be young again.
Not to be drinking Palate Crusher or whatever the fuck.
Palate Destroyer? Wrecker. Same thing.
Sick.
Oh my god!
It stays.
It's worse out of the bottle.
I know.
It's like you let the anger out.
See, I kept it in. I wasn't going to get up to polish this turd.
Oh, Christ, it stays in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
Like, poisons everything else. It's like, guess what you're going to taste tomorrow?
Are you saying it wrecks your palate?
I didn't think it was literal, you guys. I thought it was just a cute name.
This is the worst shit you've ever paid over $10
for. I know.
This is fucking bad. This is high quality shit.
Like, there's people that like it that are like,
bitter. I doubt that.
Bitter beer face.
No. For some reason, bitter beer is gaining popularity.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either. It tastes like shit to me.
Like, as far bitter as I'll go, is Moon Man.
Moon Man's not all that bitter.
No, that's as far as I'll go, though.
Yeah, this is fucking gross.
You guys record, and you can record me snoring.
You slept yesterday.
I know, I'm wide awake.
All right, I'm going to start us up.
I'm going to talk about Grand Theft Auto 4 and how Rob's a PUD. That's all I got. I just passed it. Killed Kate.
You always kill Kate.
Fuck her.
Did you make yourself Iron Man?
No, I didn't. I did actually get a graphics mod to turn off the piss filter. That made me so mad.
I need to find a good one of those.
Oh, there's all you have to do is Google best GTA 4 mod, and it's like Ice B something enhancer.
Ice enhancer.
Yeah, and it takes away the piss filter.
There's one coming out that makes everything pretty.
Yeah, it makes the collars pop.
Makes the collars pop?
Collars.
Okay, I'm going to start this in 3, 2, 1...